Well, it's looking almost perfect conditions for the Red Arrows this evening. Clear skies, warm sunshine as well. Even at that time of night, I think still some warmth in the sun. The cloud from this morning is still there in some places, particularly towards the west, and that's going to shift away to the north coast. So pressure building. There is a weather front approaching from the west during the course of tomorrow. And then once that clears away, it'll be a fairly slow clearance, then pressure builds again towards the second half of the weekend. But it does introduce fresher winds from the northwest. So temperatures lower than today, certainly. For the time being, well, that mist and low cloud, as I said, moving back to the north coast this morning. So leaving a largely fine day. Long sunny spells developing as the morning progresses. Some patchy cloud, though, perhaps just lingering along the north coast, affecting the coastline from time to time. But light variable winds becoming more east or southeasterly in direction. They'll be light to moderate in strength, and maximum temperatures ranging from 19 in Scilly to 24 Celsius towards parts of North Cornwall, up to 75 Fahrenheit. Tonight, clear for much of the night, also dry, but cloud is going to move in from the west ahead of that weather front later on. Light or moderate east or southeasterly winds also becoming fresher for a time near the coast of southeast Cornwall, as minimum temperatures drop away to between 12 and 17 degrees. For Friday, it will become increasingly cloudy as that front makes progress eastwards, introducing some outbreaks of mostly light showery rain into the west of Cornwall and Scilly during the course of the morning. The rain edging further eastwards then in the remainder of the day, affecting much of Cornwall by the end of the afternoon, and light or moderate east or southeasterly winds tomorrow more variable for a time before settling in the northwest by the afternoon. Highest temperatures much lower, 18 to 21 degrees, the maximum up to 70 Fahrenheit. And overnight into Saturday, it'll be mostly cloudy as well. Some outbreaks of showery rain continuing, perhaps even heavier at times towards the west and the Isles of Scilly, but becoming then drier towards the end of the night, with the winds still quite fresh, even strong in the far west from the north or northwest. Lowest temperatures will be around 14 Celsius. And for Saturday, fairly cloudy, quite breezy still. Showers, some longer periods of rain, possibly even some heavy spells initially, but tending to die out. So the second half of the day, drier, although a few showers are likely to last into the night. The northwesterly winds, though fresh or strong further west, lighter further east, and temperatures reaching 18 at best, 64 Fahrenheit. The overnight low, 14, and for Sunday, well, it's going to become drier. The early showers are going to die out. It'll become sunnier as well. There'll be some clearer spells developing overnight, and what'll be a dry night as well, with moderate to fresh north or northwesterly winds through the day. 17 to 21 degrees, the range of maximum temperatures up to 70 Fahrenheit. Overnight lows again around 14. And Monday's weather dry with sunny spells, some patchy cloud, light to moderate northerly breezes, and 20 degrees the maximum temperature, 68 Fahrenheit. The inshore waters forecast until 6 a.m. tomorrow. The wind easterly or southeasterly, 4 or 5, but variable 3 or 4 at first, and in the west later. The weather mainly fair, the visibility moderate or good, but occasionally poor along the north coast.